Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Breaking last year's habits. Well, let's find out what that might entail. Let's check in with the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and John. Well, as we step into the new year, most of us focus on goals and resolutions. Well, shouldn't we prepare emotionally for a fresh start, too? Well, the calendar flips every year, and many of us carry the same attitudes, stress patterns, and seasonal slumps right along with us into the new year. Well, that's where a healthy disruption can make a big difference. Breaking old habits doesn't always mean dramatic change. Sometimes it's choosing to slow down instead of pushing harder. Disrupting last year's tendencies opens the door to growth, new energy, and better outcomes. It also helps to get honest about the emotional habits that you carried through last year, especially how they may shift the seasons. Maybe the shorter winter days left you feeling rushed, worn down, or less patient. Maybe the disruption of daylight saving time threw you off rhythm. It certainly did for me. Or the lack of sunlight may have affected your mood and motivation. Do you have to worry more in the dark months? Those patterns may feel familiar, but familiar doesn't always mean helpful. Ask yourself, do I really want to repeat that cycle again this year, or is it time to rewrite the script? And while you're talking about breaking patterns, one of the best practical moves is staying ahead of taxes before April 15th creeps in on us again. Getting organized early, gathering documents sooner, and having proactive conversations can reduce stress and free emotional space for more meaningful parts of life. Preparing emotionally for a new year is about being intentional. When you notice that you don't want to repeat, embrace new rhythms and plan ahead where it matters. This year ahead feels less like more of the same and more like an opportunity. Here's to stepping into 2026. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Maybe one of the toughest things people have to do is break habits.
Exactly. And it's, it's easy just to, the calendar year is just a calendar year, but it also has some fiscal changes that for example, we start the new tax year and that sort of thing. And a lot of accounting starts on January 1st, but just think a little bit differently. And if you find yourself falling into the same old rut, just try to pull out and move forward in a different direction. And it might be refreshing. I mean, I know that it helps me. I like change.
Yeah, and encouraging others to do so, good luck.
Exactly.
Hey, happy birthday today to game show host Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game.
He's
88 today. Did you ever run across Bob Eubanks in your California days?
I never ran into Bob, other than maybe sitting in the audience once for one of those shows. I remember there was a period of time when, when you live in L.A., you never do the things that a lot of tourists do. But when people come to town, you often do those things. And so I was I do remember going to several game shows and the Tonight Show and all that. That was kind of fun.
That is fun. And I think Bob Eubanks was here at one of the local casinos a few years ago doing like a game show night. And I think I went to that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Bob Eubanks. What
was his show?
Oh, yeah, the Newlywed Game.
Newlywed Game. Well, I did the dating game. Yeah. I was on the dating game.
See, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And that was Jim. Yeah. Did Jim Lang host that?
No, this was post-Jim Lang.
Oh, okay.
I was actually on twice. I was on once I was bachelor number two, and I got picked to go to Madeira, Portugal, believe it or not, with a nice young lady. Actually, she was older than I was. And then we had such an adventure that we were called back to do a recap. On it. So we were on it. We were on it a couple times, which was kind of fun. So.
So you actually were a winner on the dating game.
Hey, you don't go on a dating game to lose.
Well, exactly.
Well, she would have been a fool. The two dweebs that were paired up with me, you know, I mean, it was obvious.
Don't
was
mince obvious. Words, Don. What did you really think of them?
Well, I'm sure they're nice people, but you know, you go in to win.
It's a competition. That's Don Grant comes to win.
Well, I'm sure looking forward to that whole adventure being a chapter in your autobiography,
in the memoirs.
It will be. Well, I've got it on VHS tape. If you know somebody who can convert that for me, then we could have a little showing. It's pretty entertaining.
I got you, Don. I can convert it.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll bring them in. I'll bring them in.
All right. That's good stuff. I knew we'd find something there. So happy birthday to Bob Eubanks and the dating game champ, Don Grant. Thank you for telling us about Habits We Can Break. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. We'll see you then.
Thank you, sir. That is Don Grant, Money Tracker, CFP, right here with Woodward and Witt, smoking in the boys' room. It's an issue, apparently, in Hong Kong. There's a shopping mall near Hong Kong that has added windows to its public bathroom stalls. And you can only see through them if the person inside lights up a cigarette. Smoking in bathrooms is very common in China. And if detects smoke, the glass goes from frosted to clear so that people can see you smoking and know you're offending or whatever else you're doing.
I was going to say, oops.
And apparently there's a very loud audio message that also says, "This is a public place where smoking is prohibited. For your own health and for the health of others, please do not smoke here."
Okay. Wow.
So apparently it's a big deal in Hong Kong.
Something like that in the second Knives Out movie.
Just some privacy issues, but okay. Yeah.
It's China. It's Hong Kong. Yeah,
that's
a spokesperson says the new system seems to be working. They used to get several complaints a day about people smoking in the bathrooms, and now the complaints have dropped off dramatically. You got to find somewhere else to grab a smoke.
Interesting.
Some people complain, as you said, it's too invasive. One person says, well, can the system be hacked or tricked? All right. So that's what's going on. Those new public bathroom windows in Hong Kong that'll become clear if you're smoking.
If you're smoking.
If you're smoking in there.
Okay.
All right.
Go figure.
And, of course, there's a restaurant here in the Wichita area that has one-way glass in the bathrooms.
Yes. There's a bar in Milwaukee that has that.
Does
as
that
well.
Similar
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It does make using it a little bit of an adventure.
I'm sure.
And we get one of these stories every so often. People go down to Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas and hit it lucky. A 41-year-old teacher from Texas found a 2-carat diamond at the state park in Arkansas last week. He went with his family after his daughter asked Siri where she could mine crystals. Siri said, go to Crater of Diamonds State Park and look what they found. Maybe, it's a 2-carat diamond. It might be worth about $5,000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It seems like every few weeks we get a story about somebody that's wandering around down there and finds a diamond.
Next time my wife asks, I can tell her where to go. And now I'm going to get in trouble.
So that's what's going on in Crater of Diamonds.
I'm waiting for the text.
State Park in Arkansas.
It'll come any moment now.
Hey, it's 7:41 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS.
As long as you don't phrase it, just go dig up your own. I think you're okay.
Trust me, I'll get the text.
We have a local business update from editor Kirk Siminoff of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. And Kirk will be telling us about what's the latest on the Scottish Rite Center. The great old building there at Topeka and First Street. We'll see what's going on there.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Woodward and Witt here on this Thursday morning. News time is 7:41.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.